ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Cetasa uchu,
cetasa uchu,
swagatam, swagatam te surase adhya,
swagatam te surase adhya,
dishyano darshanam tataha,
dishyano darshanam tataha,
tava chandramanam brahman,
tava chandramanam brahman,
abhayaya yatharave, Sauchu, Swagatam te surase adhya,
Swagatam te surase adhya,
Dishyano darshanam kataha,
Dishyano darshanam kataha,
Tava chankra manam brahman,
Tava chankra manam brahman,
Abhayaya yatharave,
Abhayaya yatharave,
Pracheta sauchu, Shanam kataha,
Vishyano Shanam kataha,
Tava chankra manam brahman,
Tava chankra manam brahman,
Abhayaya yatharave,
Abhayaya yatharave,
Prachetasa uchu,
Prachetasa uchu,
the Pracheta said,
Prachetasa
said, Suagatam,
Suagatam,
welcome,
welcome,
Te,
Te,
unto you,
unto you.
Sura Rishe,
Sura Rishe,
O sage among the demigods, Adhya,
Adhya,
today,
today,
Dishya,
Dishya,
by good fortune,
by good fortune,
Naha,
Naha,
of us,
of us,
Darshanam,
Darshanam,
audience,
audience,
Kataha,
Kataha,
you have come,
you have come,
Tava,
Tava,
your,
yours,
Chankramanam,
Chankramanam,
Moments,
moments,
Brahman,
Brahman,
O great Brahman,
O great Brahman,
Abhayaya,
Abhayaya,
for fearlessness,
for fearlessness,
Yatha,
Yatha,
as,
Rave,
Rave, of the sun,
of the sun.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
Joy.
All the Prachetas began to address the great sage Narada. O great sage, O Brahman, we hope you met with no disturbances while coming here. It is due to our great fortune that we are now able to see you. By the traveling of the sun, people are relieved from the fear of the darkness of night, a fear brought about by thieves and rogues. Similarly, your traveling is like the sun's, for you drive away all kinds of fear. Purport. Because of the night's darkness, everyone is afraid of rogues and thieves, especially in great cities. People are often afraid to go out on the streets, and we understand that even in a great city like New York, people do not like to go out at night. More or less, when it is night, everyone is afraid, either in the city or in the village. However, as soon as the sun rises, everyone is relieved. Similarly, this material world is dark by nature. Everyone is afraid of danger at every moment. But when one sees a devotee like Narada, all fear is relieved. Just as the sun disperses darkness, the appearance of a great sage like Narada dispels ignorance. When one meets Narada or his representative, a spiritual master, one is free from all anxiety brought about by ignorance. Translation again. All the Prachetas began to address the great sage Narada. O great sage, O Brahman, we hope you met with no disturbances while coming here. It is due to our great fortune that we are now able to see you. By the travelling of the sun, people are relieved from the fear of darkness of night, a fear brought about by thieves and rogues. Similarly, your travelling is like the sun's, for you drive away all kinds of fear. Om Agyana Pindrasya Gyanadana Shakya Jakshirma Sanyana Tasmai Shri Guru Namaha Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravanam Charanam Vishishtakshmi Yukti Paschadishtarani Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shrivasati Gaurava Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Tamaso Ma Jyoti Gama. So this statement: come out of the darkness into the light. So the material nature, the material world is characterized by darkness. It is by nature dark, and as a result, full of fear. That's the nature of the material world. We have nightfall every day, right? We experience night, and then we experience day. So the material world by nature is dark. We have the sun there. The sun illuminates the universe. And when the earth is not facing the sun, then it becomes dark. So because of this darkness, it results in fear, as it's mentioned over here. When the presence of the sun is not there, that results in fear. So you can go in a forest. Like in a forest, there is no light. This is before the lockdown. I was in a forest. I was riding a bike, and sunset was about to happen, and I was I'd come out and traveled a bit further. So I was in a bit of anxiety because it was getting dark, and darkness means no light. So that darkness brings about a sense of anxiety, because one cannot see what is around one, and one is not aware what's happening around one, who else is out there. So this material world is like that. Because of ignorance of Krishna, of ignorance of one's relationship with Krishna, everyone is in darkness. People are in darkness or ignorance. And because of that ignorance, we are in a constant state of fear. So that's why fear is characterized by material existence. There's a very nice verse in the Bhagavatam, in the 11th canto: Bhayam Vitiya Vinivesha Isha Dapetasya Viparyayo Smitihi. That fear arises when we see something other than the Lord, and because of absorption in matter. So because of absorption in material nature, in matter, we lose sight of Krishna, because we are too absorbed in something. So when we absorb in some activity, then we lose sight of what's going on around us. Right, so we're not aware of what's going on around us, because we are so absorbed in something, we can't see what's going on around us. So similarly, when we are absorbed in activities other than Krishna Seva, then we become when we don't know what's going on around us, and as a result, we are in a state of fear. So the ultimate fear for people is fear of death, and we can see that is very prominent at the moment because of the pandemic that is playing out all over the world. There is a great sense of fear. The ultimate fear is of death. People are fearful of losing themselves, losing their body, their loved ones, and their friends, and so on and so forth. And there is great fear also because of so much uncertainty that has brought about. So we can see that fear is very, very prominent, and that fear is in all species of life. If you look at the birds, a bird when he or she is eating, they're always looking right or left. So they are in fear of the unknown. So that the Bhagavatam goes to great depths to explain what the root cause of that fear is. It is because of not understanding one's relationship with Krishna. Just like if someone knows they are the son or daughter of a very wealthy person, they won't be very fearful. They'll go about their lives living in a kind of a fearless way, because they know, they understand that their sustenance is guaranteed. They know they will be looked after. Their father is a rich merchant or businessman, or they have a lot of power. If they understand the glories of their father or their parents, then they will be they'll move around free of fear. But if they forget the glories of their father and or their heritage, and then they'll try to make all sorts of arrangements themselves, and in that way be in a constant state of anxiety. So similarly, if we understand really who Krishna is, and understand Krishna's glories, he's the Supreme Lord. If we understand Krishna's opulences, then we will be fearless. And if we understand our tiny position as a servant of Krishna, and Krishna as the Supreme Lord, the controller of everything, the possessor of everything, and the protector of everyone, then we will automatically become fearless. An example is of Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj was fearless. Prahlad Maharaj was fully fearless, completely fearless. Even seeing Prabhupada's name, his father gave Prabhupada the name Abhay. Abhay means fearless. And his title, Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. So Prabhupada is fearless because he has taken shelter of the Supreme Lord, and it's there in his name, and it was exemplified in Prabhupada's activities. Just the very fact he came to America at the age of 66, 67, at that age we all are looking for comfort and security, right? And one doesn't like to disturb the status quo. One wants a comfortable house, a setting, a good bank balance, friends and relatives, alliances to look after oneself as one is getting old. One kids, you're hoping one's children will look after you when you're getting old. But Prabhupada was completely fearless. He had, from the material perspective, he didn't have much, like no bank balance. His family, Prabhupada's family, had more or less abandoned him because of his taking up to Krishna consciousness so seriously and preaching. His family had no interest in him. But Prabhupada, he went to the West at such an advanced age. He went on a boat. He didn't have money for a flight. So he went on a cargo ship, which is not like a cruise liner. It's not very comfortable. So he went on a cargo ship and he went with no material shelter, so to speak. And he only went with strong faith, in the words of his spiritual master, and his books. So Prabhupada was fearless, and he went to America. He had no contacts, or had just one contact. He stayed there for a short time with the Agarwals and Butler. And then he was on his own. So Prabhupada was fearless. He was not living in upscale Manhattan. He was living in the Bowery, right, with the hippies and those who were on drugs and high. So Prabhupada was fearless. You can see it's in his name, because he is connected with Krishna. very strongly and firmly connected with Krishna. So when we take shelter of such a representative or personality, then we also have some chance or hope of becoming fearless. When we come in contact with the Supreme Lord or His representative, then we also have a chance or some hope of becoming fearless. Otherwise, we are always in a constant state of fear. So that's why the Pratetas were very happy to see Narada Muni, because Narada Muni is a representative of Krishna. He's the Guru. So when Narada Muni came, he said, Swagatam. Swagatam, welcome. He said, welcome, Narada Muni. So they glorified him very nicely. And in previous verses, they were perpendicular. Verse before that, they were in a perpendicular state. So the Prachetas, when this Narada Muni came, they welcomed him out of great excitement. And that is how to receive a great saintly personality. To receive anyone, one should offer some kind, welcoming words. And even more so for a saintly person. So when he came, they offered kind words. So they understood that Narada Muni has come to dispel their ignorance or tamas. And that is the job of a spiritual master. So Om Jnana Pinarandasya Jnananjana Shalakya Chakshur Nundamina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So Jnana means ignorance, and Timira means darkness. Andhasya means one who is blinded by ignorance or darkness. So Jnananjana, so the spiritual master, by the ointment or by the torchlight of spiritual knowledge, Shalakya is like an instrument, medical instrument, which is used to apply a medical ointment, especially to the eyes. So the spiritual master, by the torchlight of knowledge, he dispels the darkness which covers us. So that darkness is ignorance of Krishna. So that ignorance of Krishna is dispelled by the Guru. That's the Guru's job. So we are in a state of complete darkness, because we are thinking we are the body and the supreme enjoyer and controller, or a tiny enjoyer. But the Guru, he comes just like you have at night. When it is completely dark, you turn on a torch, and then suddenly that when you're driving, you have the headlights. The headlights illuminate what's in front of you. They illuminate the road, and you can see, and therefore one can travel and go to one's destination. So in the same way, the Guru, by the torchlight of knowledge, like of Krishna consciousness, they can dispel our darkness, and then we can see our destination. Our destination is the lotus feet of Radha Vallabha, of Krishna. And then we can make progress towards that, because by that light we can see that is the potency of a guru coming in the parampara, in the chain of disciplic succession. And that is the power of the parampara. They can take us out of this intense tamas or ignorance we are in, because we have no qualifications. We lack any spiritual qualification to take up the path of bhakti. As it is said in the Shastra, so many places, to take up the path of bhakti, one has to have practiced karma, yoga, jnana, charity, tapasya. By doing all of that, one can, you know, come to, one gets some purification and comes to lotus feet of the Lord. Eventually comes to bhakti. But by the power of the parampara and by the power of the Guru, we are brought from you know, Kali Yuga residents, and suddenly we are given the highest. And we are able to even understand it. That's the power of the Parampara and the Guru. And we can see that in Prabhupada's books, before coming to Krishna consciousness, if you look at us, there's no hope to come to the highest realms of bhakti, to understand. Because what we are getting is quite extraordinary. It takes it's the Bahunam Janmanam Ante, right? Kyanamam Prapadite. After many, many births, one comes to one understands Vasudev or Krishna after many, many births. So to understand who one is, one's relationship with Krishna, is not an ordinary thing. It's quite extraordinary, but by the power of the Parampara, by Prabhupada's potency, he has translated these books that us Kali Yuga residents who lack any good qualification are able to understand this. And amazingly take up to the path of bhakti. So this is the power of the spiritual master coming in the Parampara. And then we are also able to distribute it by being in touch with the Parampara. Somehow we are empowered as well to preach Krishna consciousness by being in touch with our spiritual master and the Parampara. So the spiritual master, by the presence of the spiritual master, this darkness is dispelled. So when we hear our Guru Maharaj's lecture, our spiritual master's lecture, they are teaching us Krishna consciousness. Because they are dispelling our darkness and they are engaging us in Krishna service. And such devotees, such advanced devotees, wherever they travel, they themselves are places of pilgrimage. And wherever they go, those places become places of pilgrimage too. As it is said here. It's saying here that Narada Muni's coming is like the travelling of the sun. The sun dispels all kinds of fear. So similarly, the travelling of the sadhus is that they themselves are verily holy places of pilgrimage. Right? So in Yudhishthira Maharaj, when Vidura, he came to the palace to deliver Dhritarashtra, Yudhishthira was glorifying Vidura, and there he said, Bhavad Vidha Bhagavatas Tirtha Bhuta Swayam Vibho Tirthi Kurvanti Tirthami Swanta Sena Gadabhuta. He said, my lord, devotees like a good self are verily holy places personified. Because you carry the personality of Godhead within your heart, you turn all places into places of pilgrimage. So the advanced devotees or the Mahabhagavas, they are holy theatres because they carry the holy theatres within them because of their connection with Krishna. And wherever they go, that place also becomes a place of pilgrimage. So it is very auspicious to have devotees, advanced devotees traveling, or even devotees traveling. It is auspicious because they bring about auspiciousness in that environment. So like every in the Prema Dhvani, you say, Jayam Vishnupad, Paramahamsa Parivilakacharya, Ashokrachata, Shrishimad, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhakti Vanta, Swami Prabhupada. Right? So we say all glories to the Acharya, Om Vishnupad, 108, 3 Dandi Goswami, A.C. Bhakti Vanta, Swami Prabhupada, who travels everywhere preaching the glories of Hari, who is situated on the highest platform of the heavens. So Prabhupada, like they travel, the advanced devotees, that is their business. And Narada Muni said for sannyasis, they have been cursed not to stay in one place. So they're traveling. So the advanced devotees are interested in traveling, not in sitting in one place. Prabhupada could have sat in Vrindavan, right? So he said, I have a room in Brahmadama, the temple. Prabhupada had a room, he was renting a room. Said I could have sat there and practiced my bhajan. But Srila Prabhupada, he travelled all over the world to, out of his compassion, to give Krishna consciousness. And because Prabhupada travels, because Prabhupada carries the places of pilgrimage. So wherever he went became a holy teetha. Like this temple we are sitting in is a holy teetha. Now Mahaprabhu Mandir is a holy teetha because Prabhupada came here. This is Vyasasan, which is being rejuvenated at the moment. So Prabhupada sat there and he preached Krishna consciousness from here. So this place has become a holy teetha of the presence of a pure devotee. And so many other devotees have been coming. You all are living here. So by your presence and the presence of the Acharya, this is a holy teetha. And it is not different from Vrindavan. And Prabhupada made the famous statement, in fact, over here. This temple is non-different from Vrindavan. And in fact, when we go to a holy place, when we go to the dham, we are meant to seek out the association of devotees. So one who simply goes to a dham to take a bath in the Ganges, that's not considered very good. And it's good, they're going to the dham, they're getting the benefit. But the purpose of going to a dham is to associate with the devotees. So even in the dham, one has to search out the advanced devotees, because they carry the dham within them. They're verily holy places of pilgrimage, as it is said here. Wherever they go, they purify that. So when we come in touch with such devotees, our ignorance of tamas is dispelled. And we get the association of such devotees by serving them. So every morning we pray, Yasya prasada, bhagavat prasada, Yasya prasada, nāga dīgatopi, dāyam suvam sasya yasasi sandeham, vande guru shri charanarvindram. By satisfaction of the spiritual master, then Krishna is pleased. And by satisfying the spiritual master, without satisfying, there is no chance of being promoted to Krishna consciousness. Therefore we meditate and pray three times a day and offer obeisances. So how do we associate with the spiritual master? By personally serving him and by hearing his instructions. So in that way we get the association of the guru. So yes, personal association is important. And through personal association, we get the vani. So all of us met devotees, we had some association of devotees, and through that association of devotees, we were exposed to the vani. We were exposed to Prabhupada's books, we were exposed to other devotees' lectures, or maybe we were exposed to that devotee's lecture. We came in touch with that devotee's lecture, we met. Or at least they must have given us some words of bhakti wisdom. So by coming in touch with the Vapu, we get access to the Vani. And the Vapu, as we know, won't be here forever, because we have bodies of this world which are not permanent. So the Vapu won't be here forever, but the Vani is here, is eternally present. So Srila Prabhupada is present in the Vani. So anyone can come in touch with Prabhupada. It's not that only those few fortunate souls who were here in the 70s, they had Prabhupada's association. So we all of us have Prabhupada association in the form of his money. And whoever serves Prabhupada to the fullest, they can experience Prabhupada to the fullest. So it is by serving the Vani, we can experience the personality. So in that way, Krishna consciousness is accessible to all. It is not the privilege of a few. Of course, those are very fortunate who met Srila Prabhupada in person. But all of us are not. We don't have anything less in the sense, because we have come later. We are bereft of Prabhupada's association. So by reading his books, by hearing his lectures, and by serving him, then we can be constantly in touch with Srila Prabhupada. And even Arjuna, Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna 5,000 years ago. But we are getting the same benefit of reading the Bhagavad Gita, of coming in touch with the teachings of Krishna, though that was spoken such a long time ago. So there will come a time, you know, hundreds of years from now, so where we are the second or third generation, then there will be so many generations of devotees, but they will be in touch with Prabhupada, because he has left his books behind, he has left his teachings behind in form of conversations, lectures, books. So by coming in touch with the association through Vapu and Vani, then one can be free from fear. And then you can be free from different kind of phobias. In this world, we have different phobias. Everyone has some sort of phobia. Some people have phobia of flying. Flying phobia. They're scared to get on a plane. Other people have water phobia. You put them in a large body of water, they feel fearful. Someone has a phobia of cockroach. Right? So different people have different phobias. This is a big list of phobias. But when we come in touch with Krishna, then our phobia, the biggest phobia, fear of material existence, is dispelled to the degree we are in touch. And that comes through coming in touch with devotees who are traveling places of pilgrimage. It's like Parambrahma. You used to work for RSE, right? So you were a mobile mechanic. So the mechanic, the whole mechanic is in the car. Your whole kit is in the car. And you're traveling and you can fix cars. So you bring the whole workshop with you. In the same way, the devotees bring Krishna with them, because they are mobile. They're mobile. mobile theatre, thank you. They bring the theatre with them. So yes, that way we can dispel fear, but also fear is not a bad thing as well for devotees. Fear is there, fear has its place in Krishna consciousness. And in fact, one should have some degree of fear. Otherwise, that's a problem as well. If one has a blase, she'll be right attitude, then that's a problem too. In Krishna consciousness. So in fact, Prabhupada said that famous statement, he said, problem with all of my disciples and us is that we are not fearful of Maya. And we are not fearful of Maya. But Prabhupada said, I pray to Krishna always and protect me from influence of Maya. So because we have a blase, shaky right attitude, and we get in trouble with Maya, that's why, because of our attitude of being too casual. So that kind of fear is healthy for a devotee to be free from to be fearful of the influence of material energy, because the material energy is very, very powerful. Krishna says, "Daivi hi esha guna." What's that verse?
Maya.
So this material energy of mind, this divine energy of mind, is very powerful, the three modes of nature. So, but Prabhupada's books instill a degree of fear as well when we read Prabhupada's books. At least I feel, to some degree, when I read them, that because Prabhupada, in his books and the Shastra, they talk about the nature of this material world, and the nature of this material world, how it can entrap one and cause one to suffer in the cycle of birth and death. So by reading these books, they talk about the nature of this world as well as the nature of the spiritual world. And in that way, they instill, you could say that, some degree of fear. But of course, one doesn't have to be overly fearful. That's a problem too. If our practice of bhakti is simply out of the motivation of fear, then it's good, it's a good starting place, but we have to transcend that, and the motivation has to be one of service to Krishna, out of love, along with the healthy degree of fear of falling into Maya. So how can we be free of fear? It's simply by engaging in the practice of Krishna consciousness. As Krishna says, in some of his final instructions, man mana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji mam manasku mam evaishyasi satyante prati jami priyosime. He says, always think of me, become my devotee, worship me and offer your homage unto me. Thus you will come to me without fail. And I promise you this because you are a very dear friend. So by always chanting Krishna's glories, endeavoring in our service with great determination, bowing down to Him, in that way we can become free from fear and come to Krishna by worshipping Him in devotion. So leave it there. Have any questions or comments? Prabhupada was talking in the pulpit about even a great city like New York, people are afraid to go out in the dark. You can see it's amazing. It's such a great city, Prabhupada said, great country, but people are fearful. Generally people think if I'm out in the bush at night it's not safe, but if you come in a city as well, same story. People are scared of rogues and thieves. In Melbourne also we had a time when recently there's so many aggravated burglaries going on. Driving around at night was a problem. Somebody was bumping a car from the back. Then you get hit and they take your car away. So, in general, darkness brings about fear, and in cities you can see as well. Cities are not safe places either. High crime rates. Okay, a little bit there. Thank you very much. Prabhupada ki jai.